Welcome once again to another fantastic episode of the Business Creators Radio Show. We help business creators like you win at the game of business and marketing so you can thrive from your intersection of your brilliance and your passion and make a difference for your community, market, and audience. Please take a moment and visit our website, www.businesscreatorsradioshow.com. You'll find hundreds of episodes covering a breadth and depth of topics relevant to you as a business creator, and links to subscribe via your favorite network so you get fresh episodes delivered straight to you. And now, here's today's episode. Let's get started.
My name is Adam Homey. I am your host, and I am honored by your wise decision to tune in and invest in yourself today. The Business Creators Radio Show goes where you go to have those mastermind meetings and aha moments that can change your trajectory or at least move you a little bit closer to serving for your intersection of your brilliance and your passion. Today, I come to you from my sumptuous living room in my apartment here in beautiful Las Vegas, known to some as the hottest city in America. And we must just breathe. That's what we're going to be discussing, breath work. As I was mentioning to my guest, who I'm about to introduce to you, one of the realities of entrepreneurship is we get to be a bit more unbridled, a bit more authentic with our feelings. For those of you who've worked in office environments, particularly those nasty cube farms, you know what it's like when you have that situation where not only do you just need to either scream or put your fist through a wall or just go berserk for 10 seconds, but not only are you not allowed to do that, but you have to thank the person who put you in that state and tell them how right they were. Well, as entrepreneurs, working from our homes, our home offices, hell, we can scream bloody murder. But then, because I've been there, I recognize that what I really am looking for is just being able to breathe and allow my breath to recalibrate me. Because in the end, that energy is just, I mean, it may be necessary to burn through something, but in the end, it could be channeled differently. In my book, Groundhog Day is an Event, Not a Business Strategy, I tell about the time that I got so frustrated, I smashed my printer into 10,000 pieces because it decided to run out of ink when I was printing out a one-page document. Now, that's not actually the reason I did it, but, you know, as I like to say, as a podcast host, I'm your voice, and I tell the stories of incidents and moments that weren't exactly my finest hour because I know that all of you have had hours that are not exactly your finest. And due to societal expectations that tamp down your authenticity, you are denied the opportunity to live with or even just sit with some of those moments and have the opportunity to work your way through them and find the lessons from them that will make you even better at what you do in both business and life. That really is the altruistic and the passionate reason why I host two podcasts going on three. And I got to tell you that when it doesn't happen very often, but when I do get to those places, it's like I find myself gasping for air and it's like, come on, just breathe, just breathe, just breathe. Now, you go through too much stress in your business. You go through too much overwhelm. You got too much going on and you're going to get burned out. So what we're going to do today is we're going to combine, and you may notice I have a certain calmness in my tonality that we don't often hear. I tend to be a little bit elevated. I'm intentionally bringing it down a little bit tonight. We're going to be speaking about burnout and finding your way out of stress and overwhelm. And we're going to be taking it from, at least in part, from the perspective of looking at breath work. To guide us through this journey, we have with us a gentleman that I've been looking to have on the show for a while. And I'm so happy that we were able to finally book him. His name is Benedict Beaumont. He is a breathwork facilitator, yoga teacher, and founder of Breathing Space. He's passionate about bringing breathwork out to the world, especially those who do not have access to traditional wellness spaces. Benedict runs transformational workshops and life-changing retreats, and his mission is to train as many people as possible in the power of breathwork to spread the spark of transformation and change throughout the world. Benedict Beaumont, come on in. The weather it's fine.
Hi, Adam. Great to be here. Thank you for inviting me on.
Have you ever had an introduction quite like that one?
I got to say, Adam, if this is you toned down, then I would love to see you fired up.
I encourage our listeners. I'll think of a few episodes where I'm just really, really over the waterfall. And for those who appreciate that kind of authenticity, you'll get a good laugh out of it. But I really want our listeners to come to a place of relative calmness and introspection as we discover this whole thing. I've heard you say about breath work, and it's a powerful practice, and what it does to help reduce stress and burnout. We're going to get into that. And
well, you know what, Adam? Can I suggest something?
Yeah.
Before we go any further, before we do any more talking, why don't we just do a very, very simple breath work technique exercise that I do, I would say, at least 20 times each day, almost before I have any single interaction with
someone. All right, I'm in. Okay.
Now, this is a really simple one. And if you're listening at home, wherever you are, I'm going to encourage you to join in us. This is one of the simplest exercises we can do, and strangely, one of the most profound. All we are going to do, Adam, is just stop and take a few breaths together. Can you do that?
Doing it now.
Let's do it. If it helps, close your eyes for a moment and just come into a place of stillness within yourself. And then open your eyes and imagine that I and your listeners are all in the same room with you. And take a breath with them as well. Thank you. Now, this is a really simple technique, just pausing, being still and taking a breath. It is something that I do before every interview like this. It is something I do before every seminar or class that I hold. I even do it with my accountant. You don't have to be into the wellness world. You don't have to be into breath work to understand the value of just stopping and pausing and taking a breath. We all share the same air. We all breathe together. We are all physically connected by the air that we breathe. When we pause and we stop and we take a breath together, we are also acknowledging that energetically things have changed as well. And Adam, can you feel that there is a bit more stillness between us now?
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, this is the first time I've ever let somebody jump ahead of my very first question. I'm glad we did so.
Thank you.
I mean, well, it's actually brought even a different level of, well, calmness, centeredness. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm hearing less mental noise.
Mm. It's such a simple and yet such a profound technique. When you do it, it just gives space. And everyone understands the value of this. It can revolutionize any relationship that you have, not just business-wise, but I do this with my family, you know, with my wife, and especially with the kids who know how to trigger, really know how to work us up. If you just stop, pause, maybe place a hand on your heart or something and take a breath. You don't have to say to the person opposite you, should we take a breath together? Although if you can, oh my goodness, it really changes the energy between you. Just try it. Try it as many times as possible, and I promise you, you will see a world of difference.
Wow, yeah. So, are we done with the exercise?
Yes, I'm afraid, Adam, I've got a lot of exercises in me, and you know, we can talk about breath work, but you know, what I think is more powerful and probably more useful for some of the people that are listening is to actually practice as well. So, this may not be the last time I interrupt you and say, should we stop, take a breath, or try something else?
Well, let's at least get my first question in here and maybe a few of yours. So what we do here at Business Creators Radio, as our listeners know, normally it's already happened by this point, but we're changing the rules a little bit tonight. We invite our guests, in this case, Benedict, above and beyond the official bio that they submitted, and I read off like I just did, and it's typically they're so impressive that I'm not worthy to be here, and this is my show. That being said, tell us a bit about your journey in your own words and something about that that has helped lead you to where you are, serving business creators from your intersection of your brilliance and your passion today.
I really love this question, Adam, because you're inviting people to get out of that glossy shopfront magazine version of ourselves that we put out on Instagram or on our website. And you're allowing us and me to step into what true leadership is about, being authentic and honest and a little bit vulnerable. Everyone gets bored by those CVs, which just rattle off, you know, like nonsense. But this kind of question is actually getting towards what true leadership is, which is what an entrepreneur is. So I'm a breathwork facilitator and a teacher, and I founded a school called Breathing Space, which trains people to do breathwork. I haven't always done this. For most of my life, most of my professional life, I was a teacher, a high school teacher, teaching in some of the lowest aspirational areas in the UK, in very challenging environments with very struggling kids who, you know, couldn't fit in anywhere. And I did that for almost 10 years, 15 years. And like many people, like many careers, really, it's brutal. Yeah. It will take and take and take from you. And I had at least one burnout. And I took a decision at some point, you know what? I can't do this anymore. No one is going to take care of me unless it's myself. You know, my school and my employees are going to want more and more from me. They'll want everything. And so I made the decision, you know what? I'm not playing this game anymore. So I quit. I sold everything. I traveled off to India. I actually bought a motorbike and decided to get lost until I found what it is that I'd really wanted to do. Now, I'd always had an interest in the wellness world. I had always done yoga. I'd always done meditation. And that was because I really wanted to, we only get one life, and I wanted to make the best of myself. And I felt by really working on my inside life, you know, and my external life doing yoga, I suppose, but I really wanted to reach the best version of myself. But you know what? Just by itself, that wasn't enough. You know, I studied Dharma, and I studied meditation. I'd get up early at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'd calm my mind. I twist myself into all sorts of positions on yoga mats. I followed strange diets. I went to therapy. I studied philosophy. I read every self-help book that there was on the shelf, but nothing really seemed to stick. They're all different parts of the jigsaw, and they all made a bit of sense to me. But it wasn't until 2014, almost 10 years ago, I was in Ubud in Bali, which is one of the great spiritual centers on the planet. There is a guru on every street corner. There is a shaman behind every tree. There is some kind of wellness teacher, like whenever you turn around. And I met a guy in a bar, and he said, I asked him what he did. He says, I'm a breathwork facilitator. And I thought, yeah, I know what that is. I've done a lot of meditation. I know how to breathe. But like every good drug pusher, he said, you know, why don't you come along to my workshop for free? Of course, the first hit's free. And then I went to his workshop, and it was like a light bulb went off in my head. Within five breaths, and I'm not joking, within five breaths, I had found what I was looking for. It took me to that place of connection and transformation that I had always craved. That moment of like fulfillment and finding what lit me up and lit up the world. I became, in those five breaths, my best self. And it was like, wow. I've been working on myself for 20 years. And then suddenly I find it in, you know, in the back of nowhere, as simply as taking a breath. And at that moment, I kind of found what my purpose in life. I found my passion to take this extraordinary medicine out into the world for everyone, not just the people who are into wellness, but people in the corporate realm, to entrepreneurs, to people in the health service, to teachers, to anyone who needs it, because breathwork actually is not at all alternative. It's not woo-woo, it's not crazy, it's not out there. Breathwork is something every single person does every single second they're alive. Breathwork is a gift that we all have. So when I discovered breathwork, because of my background in teaching, because of my, you know, 10, 15 years at the Chalkface, I knew how to take this out into the world. I knew how to set up a school. I knew how to create a curriculum and a program of study. I knew how to train people in breathwork. And so that's what I did. I started my school in 2018, and 5, 6 years later, you know, somehow I went from being an unemployed school teacher on the south coast of England to suddenly having an international breathwork school, running retreats all over the world, having students in some of the, you know, the far-flung places in the world, having created an amazing community and really lighting up the world. And it has been easy. It has been fun. It has been the best thing without any question that I have ever done in my life. I mentioned earlier a bit about the vulnerabilities, and of course I could talk about those that make me able to connect to people. You know, all the flaws and all the mess ups that I make, actually, I truly believe are our greatest strengths.
Yeah. Wow. That is really profound. And, you know, one thing I like is how you saw yourself in an environment that you knew ultimately was not going to serve you. And, you know, and with all respect to people I know, including one of my best friends in life who work in the secondary school system, you know, like the public high schools and such, I can understand anybody wanting to get the hell out of there. Like on my other podcast, when I ask my guests the question of if you could do one thing differently in your life, what would it be? I know if the tables were turned on me and I was asked that question, I would probably go back to my 16-year-old self and say, you're 16 years old, take the fucking GED and get out of here. It's not going to stop you. But regardless of whatever it is that we feel that we are obligated to do or stuck doing, what I found was really profound and powerful is that you were able to just say, no, I need something better. You sold your stuff, got rid of your house, literally went to India and went and found what you're looking for. And that's really great. So I think that's a great segue for what we're actually going to discuss here, because we're talking about stress and burnout, which affects people who work in companies and affects entrepreneurs, especially because we get to actually feel that roller coaster ride firsthand. So, so I'm going to actually kind of go through the points as you gave them to me in the green room, because I'm seeing a formula here. I normally don't do an interrogative Q&A, but I also know that you might call a breath break here, so we still get to have some fun. So from your view and your experience, what are some of the common symptoms of burnout so that we recognize it?
Oh, the common symptoms, there are too many to mention. So it expresses itself in different ways. For everyone, for some people, it might be inability to sleep and not be able to kind of get the rest and refreshment that they need. For some people, it might be like you were at your printer, irrational outbursts of anger or uncontrolled emotion. For some people, and this is probably the biggest one, it expresses itself in your body, a physical tension that you have, that you will keep somewhere, that might be something in your stomach, that it might be a shoulder ache, it might be just tension in your body. You will feel it and you will know it. There might be headaches, there might be inability to concentrate, there might be so many physical symptoms. Now, these are messages from your body that are coming. If you ignore them, well, what's going to happen? The universe and your body are going to keep sending you messages until you start to listen. And those messages are going to get clearer and clearer. And sadly, they're going to get more and more painful. Because if you ignore, you know, not sleeping for a long time, what's going to happen there? If you ignore that tension in your stomach for a long time, that's going to develop into stomach ulcers, perhaps, or perhaps cancer. If you ignore that tension in your shoulders, well, you're going to get so crooked and so bent up that you're going to lose mobility in your body. So the first thing about burnout is to listen, to really listen to what your body is saying, not just the physical symptoms and not just something, I've got this particular discomfort, I'm going to go to the doctor and I'm going to get a pill, or I'm going to blot it out by drinking alcohol, or I'm going to try and distract myself by spending money on pornography or gambling or going to the fridge and overeating. No, stopping and pausing and listening to the messages that your body is really saying to you is the first step in recognizing that maybe what you're doing is not beneficial to you.
Yeah. I guess in some ways I reached that conclusion, although I acted on it a lot more slowly than I did when I recognized after I finished graduate school that climbing the corporate ladder was just not going to happen for me. I didn't know what I didn't know, and I didn't even know what questions to ask back then. So it took me 2 years to build my side hustle into something that I could live off of. With what I know today, I could shorten that to 2 weeks. And you know what? That's another thing I would change. To hell with the butterfly effect. Maybe more flutters would mean more dollars. Yeah. Yeah. So another thing is, I saw you touched on a bit on how it's a chance to reappraise your life, but for some of us, we may feel stuck. And you know, it's easy to say, oh, just quit your job, sell your house, go to India. What if you have a family? What if you have kids that are 2 years away from college and they want to go?
Sure.
Ooh, what if you became a dad when you were 56 years old and you don't have a whole lot of income to send that kid to college at this point because you're on pension? I mean, there's a lot of wow.
Sure. There is not everyone was in the lucky position that I was in at that moment that I actually had the ability to do that. So breathwork can help you in other ways, as well as, you know, helping you connect to the real causes of what's happening that is going on. Breathwork is an amazing first aid. It is an amazing SOS. If you are feeling anxious or stressed or overwhelmed, if you're at that point of emergency right now, breathwork is the simplest and the easiest and the cheapest way that you can start to manage the symptoms of stress, anxiety, overwhelm, and burnout until you can do something about it. And these problems aren't going to go away. You know, at some point you will reach a point where the costs of not making changes outweigh the costs of making changes. And that point will come. It will come for everyone. But, you know, if you can do this consciously, if you can do it with awareness, you know, and a bit of planning, it's going to be much, much less painful for you. So I mentioned there that a few of the ways that breathwork can help in the moment when those acute attacks of anxiety or panic or even stress threaten to really disrupt and derail where you are in your life. Would it be useful maybe to talk about some of those, Adam?
Sure. Let's see what we can do.
Okay. So I'm going to just we're going to do a quick 2 minute practice, which is a practice called coherence breathing, which is something that I do multiple times a day. And I mean multiple times a day. It is, again, a very, very simple technique to help bring your system into balance. Now, we all know that feeling of being triggered when that adrenaline and cortisol kind of flares up inside of us, or maybe when we are having an extreme emotional reaction to something, irrational anger or sadness or grief or depression or fear. This is a breathwork technique that you can really use in the moment to help you cope, help you manage to respond to a situation rather than react. And the best thing about this technique, Adam, is it's secret. No one knows that you're going to be doing it. You can do it in the privacy of your own head, just to cope. So it doesn't matter if you're in a cubicle farm. It doesn't matter if you're in a room full of kids or even just in an argument with someone who you love. This is the technique of coherence breathing. You match the length of your inhale to the length of your exhale. You do this by counting, usually to a count of 4, 5, or 6. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Now, can you just, and I'm sure this is going to be easy for you, can you just recall the last time that you were really triggered about something, the moment that you felt that sudden rush or kind of feeling of anxiety or overwhelm? Can you bring to mind a moment that was really powerful for you like that?
Yes.
Okay. And if you're listening at home, please just, you know, find a space where you can be undisturbed and just allow yourself to feel, to remember and recall that moment that you felt anxiety or stress or overwhelm from any particular stimulus. Just hold it for a second. Now let's do this breathwork practice. I'm going to count and I want you to follow me. We'll do it for a minute or so. Close your mouth. Inhale through your nose. One, two, three, four. Exhale. Two, three, four. Inhale. Two, three, four. Exhale. Two, three, four. Inhale. Two, three, four. Exhale. Two, three, four. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Now for the last 20 seconds, inhale. Exhale. Do the count yourself. Match the length of your inhale to the length of your exhale. 20 more seconds. Okay, inhale fully. Just exhale through the mouth. If you had your eyes closed, just blink them open. Look around the room and just come back into the presence where you are now, whatever you're doing. How do you feel now, Adam?
Quite well.
Good. Good. Have you come across that technique before?
Not quite that one. That's a new one.
Simple, but I promise you, if you do that for, you know, 3, 4, 5 minutes, whatever is triggering you, it will bring you back into balance, into homeostasis, a place where you can think a little bit. It will clear a little bit of space in your mind. And those voices that really start to shout, they'll just fall silent for a little while.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that with me.
All right. Okay. So the next piece is, you know, you've shown us a lot in terms of how we can incorporate this breath work into our daily lives. And what's great about it is that you can do it right under their noses.
You absolutely can. It gives you almost like a Jedi superpower. You know, that you can just whip out and no one knows that you're doing it, and it will give you the edge. You know, breathwork doesn't just have to be for symptomatic relief of something. It doesn't have to be a therapy. Breathwork can also fire you up. Breathwork can give you ideas and energy. It can really help with inspiration as well. So I don't want, you know, your listeners to feel that breathwork is just for those people who may be burnt out, who may be stressed, anxious, or overwhelmed. By concentrating on your breath, it can actually bring you so much into the moment, you will be operating at a higher level by doing a technique like this than you would do normally. By giving yourself a bit of space and clarity to really feel and to, you know, be the best version of yourself.
Yeah, that's really, really profound. I mean, this is good. Now, this is how, I mean, aside from, and can you allude to this just now? So I wanted to see if we had any examples of this. So beyond just stress and burnout, how else can this move us forward in other ways? You mentioned some things about, I think it was intellectual inspiration, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. When you are, you know, I mentioned it a little bit earlier, when you are free from having to be having to present that shop front version of yourself. You know, when you turn up in the office and you have to be a certain person, have to be a certain persona. If you are allowed, or if you allow yourself to be truly who you are, well, then actually that inspiration, that kind of magic of creativity will just flow much more naturally through you. Now, when we truly breathe, when we really connect to our breath, it connects us just automatically to, you know, a really deep part of ourselves, a really calm place of ourselves, but also a really wise place of ourselves. We cannot really lie to ourselves if we are in touch with our breath. Sounds a bit crazy and a bit kind of new age and wellness, but I promise you, if you do a practice like breathing, just slowly going in and out and giving yourself time, the ideas that you will have flooding into you, the creativity, the ability to see solutions to problems will really, you know, really start to come to you. I've got an idea, actually, Adam, and this, do you want to try another breathwork technique that will really blow your socks off and really start things sparking inside of you, really start like firing up those, you know, firing up those fires of creativity within you like that? Would you like to try something like that?
Sure, I would love to.
Okay, now this is probably the most powerful breathwork technique I'm going to teach you now. It's called conscious connected breathing. Now, normally we would only do this in a particular setting, in a workshop setting. Normally we'd do it for 30 minutes at least, set to music. We'd do it lying down. We're going to do a 1 minute practice now of it, maybe a 90 second practice of it, because it's safe to do like this. Normally, there's a lot of contraindications and small print. You know, you can't do this if you have a heart condition or a history of strokes. If you've got high blood pressure, if you're schizophrenic or bipolar, you can't do this. However, for 90 seconds, it is safe and beneficial for everyone. If you're listening at home, please do not do this practice right now with us if you are driving, or if you are operating heavy machinery, if you are juggling with knives or fire breathing or anything dangerous like that, all right? Only do this with me right now if you can be still and quiet, somewhere where you'll be interrupted, preferably supported, either sitting or lying down. Does that work for you, Adam?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, so the technique is called conscious connected breathing. I teach it in 4 steps. And I'm going to have to imagine you all doing this at home. Step number one, open your mouth wide, really wide, like you are taking the bite of an apple. Now keep your mouth in that position and start breathing through your mouth. Now, I want you to then start taking full body breaths. Imagine every part of your body is breathing. Got it? Keep breathing like that. Now, the third instruction is the most important. No pauses at the top and no pauses at the bottom. So when one breath ends, the next one begins. So it's like a wave coming in and out of the beach, or like a circle. Got it? Your throat will go a bit dry. And finally, I want you to really pull on the inhale, make that really energetic, but let the exhale be passive. Like that. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Now, first of all, before we do that, I just want you to close your eyes, close your mouth, and breathe through your nose for a moment. Okay. All right. Just start to be calm and be present. Start to feel your body move as you breathe. Start to feel the air entering and leaving your nose. Now on an inhale, take your awareness inside to a still, quiet place. I'm going to ask a question and I want you to listen. Not think of the answer, but just feel it. If there was an area in your life that you needed some inspiration, some creativity, some new ideas, maybe a challenge that you're facing or a relationship that isn't working, what would that be? Again, don't think of the answer just yet. Just be open to feeling and hearing it. If there was an area in your life that you needed some inspiration or creativity, perhaps a challenge you're facing or a relationship, what would that be? Now, let's begin our breath work. Open your mouth wide, really wide. Start taking full body breaths. With no pauses at the top and no pauses at the bottom. Pulling on the inhale, letting go on the exhale. Really stay committed to your breath for the next 90 seconds. You might feel a dry throat. You might get tingles. It's okay. Just breathe into it. Now, as you breathe, start to listen to the answer to that question. Where is it that you need some inspiration? Where is it you need some new ideas? And just feel. Let your breath take you somewhere where you need to go. Let it give you something that you need. What is the solution? What is the light bulb that is lighting up inside you? We've got 45 more seconds to breathe and feel. That's it. Keep committed to your breath, mouth wide open. Deep breaths, no pauses. That's it. Keep going. Almost there. Feel it. Feel it. What is the energy that you need? What is the idea that you need? Just keep breathing.
All right.
Okay. Now close your mouth. Breathe through your nose. Just take a couple of breaths here. Just no rush to this. Just think for a moment. Did that very, very short breathwork give you something? Did it make anything clearer? Did it help you feel something? Adam, if you're ready, by all means, if there's something that you wish to share from that little experience, please go for it.
Well, actually, I don't want to take away from what our listeners may be experiencing right now, but overall, I gotta tell you, kind of felt like, the best way I know how to describe this is, I mean, you may have to interpret this a bit, but it's like I was physically transported to something that feels more like the middle of my room that I'm in. It's the best way I know how to describe it.
So you felt that you were physically transported to the center of the room that you were
in. That would involve moving about 9 inches, but still.
When we breathe like this, we are entering a non-ordinary state of consciousness, if you like. It changes physiological balances in our body. You know, our the oxygenation levels, the carbon dioxide levels. It changes the acidity of our blood. It can change the amount of blood flow to our brain. Things start to happen. And in that state of non-ordinary consciousness, all sorts of things can happen. Now, you know, I suggested a theme there. I suggested, what is it that might like to light you up, or, you know, solution to a problem? But the reality is, Adam, our own bodies are our truest and wisest advisors that we have. Our bodies know what they need. Now, for some people at this moment, it might be inspiration, it might be energy, it might be creativity. But for other people, it might be something else. And it might be for you that you needed to feel the ability to move slightly, or you needed to feel a bit more centered, perhaps, in the physical space you're in. As a facilitator, it's not my space to kind of tell you what your experience is going to be. I can suggest things and I can lead you. But really, honestly, your breath will give you exactly what you need. When we do a breath work like this, it's like rocket fuel coming into our system. Really, our bodies are wise, and then it does something with that energy. For some people, it might be lighting up the fires of creativity. It might be giving them inspiration. But for others, it might be physical healing. For others, it might be working on an emotional block or a release. For some, even, it might be, as I was gifted, a moment of real life-changing inspiration and a purpose that was given to me in this world. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, very much so. Yeah.
So that was only a very short taste of what breathwork can be. As I said, normally we do this for at least 30 minutes in a slightly different situation to recording over a podcast.
Yeah. Well, this has been absolutely fantastic. And we've actually kind of covered everything here that we were looking to, at least from my perspective, in terms of this. So what I'd like to do is conclude with one more that I definitely don't think people should drive for. You mentioned that one of the symptoms of overwhelm, stress, burnout is an inability to sleep. How about even when you're exhausted and you just can't rest? Now, there are lots of meditations you can find on the internet, and you got to be real careful to make sure you've actually downloaded them to the hard drive of your device. Otherwise, some stupid ad will start playing and ruin the whole thing. But I've heard of techniques that can actually move you to a point of either being asleep or inexorably headed in that direction in about 5 minutes. And since we have 5 to 10 minutes here, do you have an example of one of those? So I would like to be able to boast to our listeners that when this episode, now this episode is available, and many of our listeners are probably tuning in because they saw it listed in our weekly roundup of our podcast activity. I want them to know what I meant, what I said, that this episode absolutely will put you to sleep.
I love it, Adam. I love it. Sure. Well, I shared with you earlier one of the simplest techniques to help with stress, anxiety, and overwhelm, which was called coherence breathing, which is really simple, just matching the length of your inhale to the length of your exhale. That is amazing for getting to sleep. I'm going to teach you another one now, which again, like coherence, is a secret technique you can do anywhere. It's extraordinary for anxiety and overwhelm, but I think this is probably my favorite technique to get to sleep as well. Does that sound good?
Yes, it does.
Okay. This has got various names, this breathwork technique. You can call it extended exhale. You can also call it birthing breathwork, because this is a technique that is used by people when they're giving birth, to really help center and ground them, and to help reduce any of that, you know, the reasons why you might be. I mean, let's face it, giving birth is probably the most stressful thing you can do in your life. This breathwork is used extensively in that, but it is amazing for getting to sleep as well. It's a really simple technique as well. Generally, when you inhale, that is more activating to your system. Your heart rate speeds up. And when you exhale, your system calms down. you kind of drop deeper into your parasympathetic nervous system, your rest and digest system. So this breathwork is called the extended exhale. And instead of matching our inhale and our exhale, we extend the exhale so it is twice as long as the inhale. So we bring our heart rate up with the inhale, but we give ourselves a lot longer to exhale and calm our system down. Does that sound good?
Yep.
That's the theory of it. But should we do, what, a 2-minute, 3-minute practice?
Yeah, something like that should do.
Okay. So just find yourself in a comfortable position. If you would like to go to sleep now, I suggest you do it lying down, not driving for sure. Especially good if you can be supported. Sitting down is also okay, but you can do this standing up or, you know, doing the ironing or washing up as well. It works perfectly well with that. So just take a deep inhale through the nose. Hold for a second. And then exhale through the mouth. And we'll do that twice more. Inhale through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. Once more. Exhale through the mouth. Now keep your mouth closed. Inhale through your nose. Inhale. 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 2, 3. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Now for the last 30 seconds, exhale. Keep this count up in yourself, just quietly, to your own pace, to your own speed. Making your exhale twice as long as your inhale. Now, wherever you are, take an inhale through the nose all the way up till you're full. Hold for a moment. And then exhale through your mouth. Just pause for a moment and feel how things might be different in your body right now. Thank you for breathing along with me. And thank you, Adam, for breathing along with me as well.
Certainly. So as we finish up here, I just wanted to first of all express my appreciation to you for everything that you have shared with us. I mean, this was just absolutely amazing here. So I invite everybody to visit Benedict's website, of course. If you go to www.makesomebreathingspace.com, that's www.makesomebreathingspace.com, you're going to discover a lot of opportunities to get even more involved. For example, if you visit the website right now, you can see that there are free online breathworks available. You just have to click the button to find out more and you'll discover more. There's also some great articles about the topic of breathwork And there's also a community that you can get involved in called the Breathing Space Explorers Club. So I encourage everybody to go check that out, www.makesomebreathingspace.com. I trust that if you participate in even one of these exercises for real, like actually did it, that you're feeling somewhat different. And I would speculate likely in a good way as a result of having done so. So with that, Benedict Beaumont, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been an honor and believe me, an education.
Adam, thank you so much. And I will just add, actually, for anyone who's listening to this podcast, I really encourage you to come and find our website and explore it. I'm going to give everyone, I'm going to give all your listeners a free code, Adam, to join our Explorers Club for a month, a tryout month for free. Normally, yep, it costs $10 to do that, but I'll give that. So please come and just connect with your breath. I promise you, it can change your life in the easiest and most gentle way.
Yeah.
Perhaps, Adam, we could finish just as we started by taking a couple of breaths together.
Okay, we have just enough time to do that to round out the hour.
Thank you. Thank you, Adam, and thank you everyone for listening and breathing with us.
We trust you enjoyed today's episode of the Business Creators Radio Show. Check out our previous and upcoming episodes on our website at www.businesscreatorsradioshow.com. While you're there, be sure to subscribe via your favorite network so you get fresh episodes delivered straight to you. Until next time, have a great day. Take care.